Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 126. Oh, yeah, so today's podcast is all about the Game Boy. It is the Game Boy's 25th anniversary. Let's all clap. Yay! Yes! So the Game Boy originally came out this Thursday, actually. The Game Boy came out back in July 31st, 1989. And it came out in April 21st in Japan. 1989, of course. So that was 25 years ago. Oh, my God. You guys who were born in that time and raised in that time, you guys must feel so old. I feel old, too, all right? Because I was born during the Game Boy Color times, and I remember that so well. So we're going to talk all about Game Boy today. So I hope you guys are excited. Hope you guys are ready to share your memories and hear us share our memories and just all sorts of good, juicy content. So, of course, we need to introduce everybody. I am your host, Spider Star, you, the juiciest of all the juice person, man, yeah. Anyway, I am joined by the ever bodacious Dark Boo.
Yes, finally, yeah.
And then I am joined with Super Zambazy.
Mario Kart 7 champ.
Anyway, I think we should get to the podcast now.
we'll know why there was a
anyway. Anyway, so I have prepared all these questions for you. Actually, I did not prepare all these questions for you. Most of these questions were from Dark Boo and Super Zambazy, but I thought of some too, so don't get crazy. But we basically have all these questions that I hope that will definitely raise some good discussion, because Game Boy, you know, we all remember it, and we all grew up with it, because we were all in the same age group, I think, because, yeah, we're basically in the same age group, so let's just get started, let's just stop delaying, and let's get started. Alright, so the first question, pretty much the first question of anything, we need to know, when did you first play the Game Boy, alright, and what color was the Game Boy, or Game Boy Color, that you had? Alright, so I guess I'm gonna start this off, because I'm hosting today, and we're trying something different, so I'm gonna start us off. Okay. So when did I first play the Game Boy? I used to play the Game Boy back when I was 3, and how do I know this? It's because my parents, and my brother, and my sister, and my other brother, they all confirmed it for me, because I played the Game Boy, but I didn't know what the heck was going on, apparently. I would play Tetris, Super Mario Land, and apparently all I would do is I would just run into the enemy and die. Or on Tetris, I would just stack things, and like literally not know what's going on, I would just stack it to the top, and I'd lose, and I think I'd win. Don't tell anyone that, but I would stack it to the top, and I think, oh, yay, win! And, like, they would literally give in to me and be like, oh, yeah, you win, yay! But, oh, my God, that was so embarrassing. But, yeah, it was the Game Boy Color, not the Game Boy. I grew up the Game Boy Color because I was born in 1996, so I grew up with, like, the Game Boy Color era of Game Boy games. So, and my Game Boy Color was purple. As I grew older, I definitely appreciated it a lot more. Because I actually remember a lot more about Game Boy Advance, because I was older during that time, and I remember a lot more. But I definitely know for a fact that I would play the Game Boy Color, I'll play the games, and I still have my Game Boy Color, I think it works, but it needs batteries, and I don't have AA batteries here. So, yeah, so those are my, that's when I first got the game and stuff. So, like, back in, like, 1999, I got the Game Boy Color, and it was purple. So, Dark Boo, why don't you tell us, when did you first get your Game Boy? If you remember, all right, and please tell me it's not 6 years off. 6 years off, like you always do. But, and what color was it?
I never had one, but,
well,
I played one in, oh, shoot. You just want me to pick a number out of the brain. 19, oh, crap, you want to make fun of me. You guys! No. I played it in 1998.
Wait.
Oh, that's pretty.
That's late. When it came out.
Oh, then.
Wait, when did you play? Wait,
I said 98, not 88.
That's when it came out. 98, Game Boy Color. Game Boy Color, both of those.
Then I wasn't late. Thank you, SZ. Goodness, making me feel late. Okay, well, it wasn't mine though. It was my cousin's.
Oh, what color was it though?
Which one? I think it was a white one. It wasn't a transparent. No, it wasn't a transparent purple one. That was the Game Boy Advance I had. It was white, just basically white. And the game I played, Oh no, I can't say that. I don't feel like saying that game.
Oh, boo, what was it? Come on, I said my little embarrassing Tetris story and the Super Mario Land embarrassing story. Come on, you gotta tell me what'd you first play. Unless it was like Barbie or something, you shouldn't be embarrassed.
Really?
It probably was. That's what it was, right?
No, it wasn't Barbie.
Oh, it was Bratz, right?
No, it wasn't Bratz.
What was it? Come on!
Barney.
Wait, well, yeah, I think I have the systems messed up. The first Game Boy I played, not the color, the regular one was in 1998. The color one I played in 2000.
Seven.
December. No, shut up. December. I played in December 2000. And for Game Boy Color, for the regular Game Boy, it was Pac-Man I played. Miss Pac-Man.
Oh, Miss Pac-Man, yes.
Yes. And for the Game Boy Color, I don't feel like saying this game. Pokemon.
Yes, gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all. Which one? What color?
Gold.
Red, blue, yellow. Oh, gold. Oh, that's Johto.
Yeah.
So, did you play the whole thing or just some of it?
Oh, let's say I played so much of it.
Oh.
I thought you never played a Pokemon game. I
Who
thought
told
that was
you
the
that? No, I play a lot. I still got Pokemon Stadium for 64. And I got a custom Pokemon controller for the Nintendo 64.
Well, why do you hate it so much?
He doesn't... I think he liked the older ones, but I don't think he likes the new ones.
The new ones, they aggravate me with their puns.
Alright, so super Zambesy.
I'm kind of the same where I didn't own one personally, it was more my brothers and other people. And I was thinking about this just now. Back then you would share and borrow games with friends and other people like all the time with all your stuff, Game Boys, the games, the systems. You would like trade those off. At least that's how it was back when the other siblings had their systems. Nowadays, I would not give anyone my 3DS or DS or anything like that. Borrow games? Maybe borrow games, but not, like, systems.
What, you used to let people borrow stuff?
Yeah, we would have their stuff, they would have our stuff. It was like everyone shared one thing.
Oh, I never trusted that. You know what's a funny story? Someone gave me their copy of Pokemon Red and Blue. They said I could borrow it, and they moved away. They moved away like a couple months after that, and I never gave it back.
That's happened before. With we had The Sims on PC like back in 2000. Someone let us borrow it. They moved a month later. We just kept it.
Whoops! I'm sorry, yeah. I forgot.
And that was before the internet, where you could be like, "Hey, you have my game." Unless you, like, called or something, which people didn't do, so. But anyway, Game Boy. I know we had, like, a green one, we had...
Ooh, Game Boy Pocket, Game Boy Pocket!
Oh, maybe, I don't remember. Again, it's similar because I don't really remember everything. I remember just bits and pieces of playing it, but not, like... I don't remember it like I remember the N64. I remember it like I remember the NES, which... I barely remember. Yep. So that's it.
All right, so me and Boo kind of already said what was the first Game Boy game we played, but let's, like, just reestablish it. So the first Game Boy game I played was Tetris, and after that it was Super Mario Land. I don't know if it was in that exact same order, I don't know if it was before or whatever, but I know those were the first two that I played because my siblings confirmed with me. I asked them last night because I wanted to make sure I didn't get anything wrong because I don't remember a lot when I was like three or whatever. So, yeah, I first one I played was Tetris, and like, you know, all right, I thought that if you were supposed to tapple, like put all of them to, put each block on top of each other, and that's how you won. Of course, that's not how it is, but whatever. But that was the first Game Boy game I played. So, Dark Boo, reestablish what first Game Boy game you played?
Miss Pac-Man, and then for the color, it was on Pokemon Gold.
Alright, Super Zamazy was the first Game Boy game you played.
I don't know about the first, but last night I did do some research in preparation for this, trying to remember what I did play. And I came up with four games that I actually saw videos of, and now it kind of just came back to me. Donkey Kong Land.
Oh, yes!
Yes, I know. I always thought it was, because I always thought it was like a remake of Donkey Kong Country that I played on the Game Boy or something. But then I saw this video yesterday and I knew exactly that this was the game, because I saw the world map and the little spaces. I always thought they were like tubes that you go down.
That's like exactly what I thought. Oh
so my god. I saw that and I immediately remembered this is the game I play. The other game, I always knew I played a DuckTales game. I didn't know it was DuckTales 2. That's the one I played on the Game Boy. And then there are two Looney Tunes games that I played. One was just called Looney Tunes, and the other one was called, I have it written right here, Tiny Toon Adventures Babs Big Break. So I saw some videos yesterday, and it just started rushing back to me.
All right.
Yep.
All right. All right. So next question. Go back to the year when it was live. What did you think about the graphics? So basically, this question is pretty much saying, like, you know, back when you were like young, try to remember, like, did you think anything about the graphics? Did you think, like, oh, like, this is so cool, like, oh, this is so realistic, or what? No, you definitely did not think that. Don't lie, don't lie. All right, I see you guys, even though I can't technically see you, but I know you guys better not lie. But what did I think about the graphics? I didn't even think anything about the graphics. That is the most ironic thing. Because back when I was playing the Game Boy, I didn't think anything. I just knew, like, oh, that's the screen, and I'm interacting with the screen. That's all I thought. I didn't think, oh, this is cool, this is bad, this is whatever. That, when the Game Boy Advance came out, that's when I actually thought, like, oh, wow, this is a big update. Like, you can see everything now. That's when I actually started thinking that stuff. But, like, back in the Game Boy Color days, I didn't think, this is not too realistic or anything like that. I just knew I had fun. That's the only thing that mattered when I was a kid. Alright, so what about you, Dark Boo?
I gave no damn about graphics. I did not care about them. I'm sorry, no. Only thing that got me mad was Miss Pac-Man the shading got me pissed off. Because I didn't know what was the wall and which was not. But then after, I didn't care about graphics. And after, when it came out with color, I was like, oh, we finally get to see the color. I was a child back then. I didn't care about graphics at all. Even now, I don't care about graphics in some game. Don't make it lackluster, whereas you ain't taking advantage of the game system, but I didn't care.
Alright, SC?
I know that I had other things to compare to. It didn't really matter. I just played the Game Boy anyway. But I knew, like, this is the Game Boy. It looks like this, and that's fine. But then I have, like, the computer where I can play The Sims, and it looks better. Or here's the N64, it looks better. The only thing was, it's black and white. That's really the only thing I would notice. That there's no color.
Ooh, SC notices so. Color.
Yes. Anyway.
I thought you were gonna make like a, joke about that, but you didn't. I am really mad at you, SC. You could have had so many different jokes with that statement, but you didn't do it. Let's move on. Do you think the Game Boy gets enough praise? I think the Game Boy gets a lot of praise. I mean, considering, like, back then, games were so simple. And I think, back then, a lot of people just appreciated that type of simplicity. Is that how you say the word? Simplicity?
Yes.
All right. So, but, like, it was just, everything was just so easy back then. It was just, like, you didn't think about things like graphics and stuff. So I think that people do appreciate it even now to this day. The people who grew up with it, I definitely think, like, they know, like, okay, well, this is how it was back then. These were simpler times, you know, games were different back then, and they appreciate it. Though I do think that the newer generation, they look at these games, and they're like, ooh, this is, like, bad graphics. I don't like this game. And I definitely know some people, because that's exactly what my nephew does. Or when he sees those old games, you know, no offense on him, all right? It's not his fault. He grew up in a younger generation. Oh, I sound like an old man saying that. My God. But, you know, it's not anyone's fault, all right? You grew up in a newer generation, so you experience newer things. You think that's what's cooler. Though it's not the case for everyone, but most of the time people think, oh, this is what I know, this is what I grew up with, so I think this is cooler to me. And that's it. And, you know, like, my nephew doesn't, like, bag on it, but he's like, oh, but it's, like, blocky and stuff, it's weird. And, you know, that's fine. But, like, people like me, my sister, and my brothers, like, we grew up with that. And, like, I keep bringing it up, but, like, I remember, like, when the Game Boy Advance came out, like, I was just like, I was like, whoa, look at those graphics. Like, it was just so cool to me. Like, it was just, like, cool to see that much going on a little small screen. But I do think it gets praise, but I do think that little kids, they don't really give it as much praise as it deserves. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's what I think. Dark Boo, what do you think?
We have 3DS, PSP, and all the others, all, I think Vita, if I can pronounce it right. We have all them systems due to these beginning systems, and the children, let's say the children of, oh God, how I want to put this would be a nice. The children of modern day era, they don't even know about some of them game systems. You tell them it, they be like, what was that? Oh, they need to go back to their roots. That's like people even say with family, go back to your roots and such. Because the thing is that we have all these portable game systems due to its history all the way back. Who, have they realized, have they actually sat down and think, who actually thought about making a portable game? And some of them don't. They just look at, they just want the graphics and stuff because they were born in a different age. Their age were, the early systems for them is like the old, it's like the newer systems for us. So like they say the first system to come out, you give them that, and some of them would dimwittedly say, no offense, they'll say DS. They'll say DS.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They need to go back. Not they need to, but it'd be nice if they could just go back and see the development of all the portable gaming. So they'll really figure out how it was brought up, basically.
Yeah.
I don't think it does get its praise, though. At time, it get their praise, and then some people are oblivious to it. They don't remember it.
Yeah, yeah. I think that our generation, it definitely gets the praise. The people, this is their kind of like their childhood, their first handheld, that all that good stuff. So people definitely look at it in a good light. And even people, like when they see a handheld, like people that aren't really, I guess, gamers, aren't familiar with all the systems, they'll just call everything a Game Boy. Like, oh, you're playing on your Game Boy, cool. Like, it becomes, like, the handheld name. So it definitely gets its praise, but from, like, the younger generation, like you guys mentioned, it's harder for someone to take this giant step back in technology, and, I mean, you can definitely still appreciate it, but it'll be harder, just because you're so used to things that have improved so much. So, yeah, there's a lot more praise in our generation, but maybe not enough. Well, I think, then again, our generation is the one that grew up with it, so we have, like, this nostalgic factor that goes into it. So, I don't know. I think it gets the right amount of praise.
Good answer. All right, let's move on to the next question. All right, this question is about Virtual Console. What Game Boy games do you want to see released on the Virtual Console? Now, you see, guys, when you do a podcast, you need to be prepared. And I was prepared for everything but this question. I don't know what's on the Virtual Console. I don't know what's on the Virtual Console. I don't know what's not on the Virtual Console. So, all I can say, though, is I'm going to say this. I want to see the old Pokemon games on the Virtual Console. There's my answer.
Yeah.
I want to see Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, Green, Black, White, Purple, Gray, Magenta, Viridian, Indigo, Lavender.
Turquoise.
I want to see Yellow. I want to see Orange. I want to see White. I want to see Black and Yellow. Black and Yellow. Black and Yellow. I want to see all of it. So I just want to see every single, at least Generation 1 to 2, because that's where it was on Game Boy Color. Game Boy and Game Boy Color, I think. All right, I want to see those get released on our Virtual Console. It's fine, like, if they don't have any connectivity to the X and Y with Pokemon Bank. You know, it's fine. It's just, I want to have it so that, I know they made remakes, but it's different playing the real thing, playing the original, than playing the remake. Because it's like two different games. That's how I felt when I played Leaf Green and Heart Gold. Those are the ones I got for the remakes. Remakes of Generation 1 and Generation 2, respectively. I feel like it was, like, kind of not, like, you know, it was different. They were different games to me. Like, they had the same concept, but they were kind of different. I don't know. So I would love to see that get released on a Virtual Console, those games. What else? What else? What else? What else is is Kirby Kirby's Dream Land on the virtual console? I don't know. Is it?
I want to say yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to come back to you guys, all right? Because I feel like I need to be a little bit more prepared for this. I'm going to open up something about virtual console, and I'm going to come back right. I'm going to come back to you guys. All right. So now we're going to move on to Dark Boo,
who is also very prepared.
Dark Boo, come on.
Mierda, SZ, mierda.
Scheiser.
Goodness. And to all the Pokemons, I have to say, somewhere over the rainbow, where birds fly.
I thought it was way up and high.
We gotta put a little bit of fierceness in it.
Who is it? Your bird?
Birds fly, fly over the rainbow. Birds fly, fly over the rainbow. You gotta put some fierceness into it.
So fierce.
Yes. But some games, of course, I don't know. I don't even know the whole roster of games for the virtual console because I don't know. I really don't know.
I just posted it in the description, Boo. I'm on Skype if you want to see it.
Do they have Pac-Man?
I think, when we see, yes. They have Pac-Man.
Oh, crap.
I don't know if they have Miss Pac-Man, but I see Pac-Man.
Oh, that's a first? They have Wario Land and all that such. Yeah, Wario Land 3.
Oh, yeah, they should have Wario Land 3 on there. If they don't, let me see if they do.
They do.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Wario Land 3, that's a good... That's a good Game Boy game.
They have so many games, and I'm trying to remember, I don't remember, what games... Oh, God, this is going to be it's going to take a while for me to actually get through this list. But, there's so many games. There's so many games that I can't... I don't feel like up there because I'm going to be lost. Harry... Of course, we have remakes of that for the GameCube. And we have remakes for that. I don't know. There's a lot of games. And I think they are nitpicking with all of them because they have all of them. Not all of them, but my God, they're right around there.
Game Boy had a large library, so they really don't have a lot of Game Boy games on there. Do they have Game Boy games on the Wii U? No, they don't. Only Game Boy Advance.
No.
So that's on the 3DS. Just 3DS. I mean, yeah, 3DS Virtual Console.
Yeah, so it'll take me a while to get through this list. So Let's move on to
SC then. Because SC.
Are you prepared, SC?
Ooh.
Yes, I am.
Ooh.
Okay, now. Do you read the scriptures? Get your verses out and start reading.
Yes, preach.
Yeah, so I already mentioned these two titles, Donkey Kong Land. I definitely want to see that again. I would play it again.
It's not a virtual console.
No.
What? You gotta be kidding me. That is oh my God. Nintendo, Donkey Kong Land, put all three of them on virtual console, though I played the first one the most. You gotta...
Wait, which one? Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
Donkey Kong Land.
Oh, they don't have that one.
And then I said this again, or earlier, DuckTales 2. I want to play that again. Yeah, and I mean the bigger games, like the bigger releases that I missed out on, they're already there, like Mario Land and Zelda, they're there, so I already got those and played them.
Oh my god. Guys, you want to know what should be on there?
What?
Super Mario Deluxe. Oh my god, how did I forget? How did I forget that bodaciousness of a game? I think that's the first Game Boy Color game I played, because the first Game Boy games I played, you know, Tetris, Super Mario Land, those are for the Game Boy, but this, I think that was the first Game Boy Color game I played. Oh my god, they should totally put Super Mario Brothers Deluxe on there. Please, and thank you. Alright, I definitely think I'm done now, alright? I got all the answers I want to say.
Well, what's on the Deluxe?
You don't know what's on the Deluxe? Well, did you ever play it?
No.
Why?
The same reason I don't play, like, thousands of other games. I just never did.
Well, that's a damn shame, SC. Alright, that's a damn shame. Basically, Super Mario Bros. Deluxe is basically like Super Mario Bros. From the past and Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels into one game. And you can save at any time you want. So when you lose all your lives, you have a checkpoint and stuff, and it's just the best. It's the best. You gotta play it. It's more awesome than a freaking NES remix on a Game Boy Advance. I mean, NES Classic on the Game Boy Advance, where basically it's just Super Mario Brothers port from the NES to the Game Boy Advance. Like, this is like an actual remake. So they should definitely put that on the eShop on a 3DS. Nintendo, please. I will totally buy it the first day if they do. Alright, let's move on to the next question. What would you say is the best and worst Game Boy game? So, I already know who thought of this question, and they already know who they are, so let's just ignore that. But let me word this better. What Game Boy game do you think is the best, and what Game Boy game do you think is the worst? Because the way the question sounds, it sounds like you're saying what's best, but what's so good, but so bad at the same time. The best Game Boy game, I have to say, is Pokemon Gold. And what other response did you expect from Spider Staryu? Spider Staryu. Let's be real. It is definitely the best Game Boy game I have ever played, just because it's just... there's so much to do, even more than, like, Red and Blue. Ooh, that rhymes! So much to do! I like that. But there's just so much to do. You can explore Johto, then you get to explore Kanto. It's like, basically, it's like so much... there's so much more options. There's so much more Pokemon. 100 new Pokemon or 99 new Pokemon, I don't know. Something like that. No, 100, because of Celebi. There's 100 new Pokemon. It's just really a great Game Boy game. So I have to say Pokemon Gold is the best. Now, for the worst Game Boy game... oh my god, this is going to be kind of hard because, you know, I haven't played every single Game Boy game in existence. So, but the worst Game Boy game I've ever played. Oh man. I would have to say, oh my god, you guys are going to hate me for this. Wario Land 2. Why? Ooh. Because Wario Land 2 is so boring to me. I played that game and I'm like, oh my god, is this over yet? Is this over yet? I didn't understand it. I was just like, really? I couldn't stand that game. I did not like Wario Land 2 at all. Definitely not. Wario Land 1 is better. Wario Land 3 is better. Wario Land 4 is hella better. But it's just Wario Land 2, just I don't like it at all. Really, no. Don't like it. And Boo, if you're saying that was the best Game Boy game, then that would have been a damn shame. Just saying. So, Dark Boo, what's your best and also what's your worst Game Boy game?
I had Wario Land up there. But not 2. I had the regular one. I mean, the one, come on now, Wii. You just had the damn thing. Oh my god. My brain is not working. I just had it. It was the Wario Land. I know the whole... no, it's the first one.
Oh, okay.
The first Wario Land game. For the Game Boy. It's that game. Yes, it is that one. That's the one I like.
Okay, so what was the worst one?
You want me to describe what you describe the game as the you want me to describe the game? I don't know the title. Only thing I know is how the gameplay mechanics is.
No, oh, I was just wondering. The titles confuse me. I know there's Wario Land 4, 3, and then 2, and then 1 is also Super Mario something.
Yes, oh, that one.
Wario Land and that Super one. Mario Land 3.
Yeah, that one, yes, that one.
Okay.
That's the one. That's the first one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ezzy, Fantabush.
Ooh, shade.
Because I said the first one. You said you bat with names, but it's the first one.
I was clarifying. I have no idea.
That game.
So what was the worst one?
Worst one? Oh, God. Oh, God.
That you played. Alright, you can't pick a game that you never played.
Oh, the Carmageddon.
Armageddon?
Carmageddon.
Carmageddon.
Yes, that's the title name.
Well, what was it about? Right?
It was a stupid... I don't even believe... the game was preposterous. I think it... a racing game, but yet... the controls were awful. I don't know... I'm trying to remember when I was a child. I think the controls were not based on the actual screen. It was based on the direction of the car. So if you was going down and you want to turn right, you had to press left on the pad. So if the car going down to turn right, you had to press left. Because they had the controls synced to the car, not to the screen. So, which was so stupid. I'm like, are you serious? So, if you go, if you, are y'all bearing with me?
Yes, I am.
Like, potato car going down.
I'm the going turn, down.
Yes, the turn left, you have to press, you have to turn left. So on the pad, it's not showing in the car on view. It's just a regular view. So it's showing the car going down, and you would think to press right on the pad to go right. No, you press left, and then the controls keep on switching. If you're going right, you have to press left on the pad again to turn left. And then it gets easy, but then after you get mad, especially when they have the part where they just have wicked turns. And then after, you try not to run over people. You do run over people at times.
Of course, boo, that's what you live for.
Yes, that's my specialty.
Alright, Super Saiyan BZ, what is your best Game Boy game and your worst Game Boy game?
I got some games for the Virtual Console maybe a year ago. Mario Land, Mario Land 2, and Zelda Link's Awakening. And I'm gonna pick one of those for my favorite. I think Mario Land 2 is really good, but Zelda was also pretty awesome.
Yes! Yes!
I'm gonna say
Zelda. Yes! Mario 2 is so cool, though I always...
Zelda, though.
Oh, you had to restart so much, so I can understand why you picked Zelda. Because when you lost, you have to get all those coins all over again. Oh my god, that is a pain.
So, okay, I usually... For Virtual Console games that give me the option of doing restore points, I don't use them because I like to still keep it, like... the way it was originally, but for that game I did restore points because I was not doing it all over again. And for worst, I don't want to do worst because my selection is so small and I like them all. Probably one of the Looney Tunes games because all the other ones are really, really good. Like, they're regarded as some of the best, so yeah, I'll just say Looney Tunes for my worst, but that's only because I have a small selection. And I'm sure I've played tons of just trashy games. I just don't remember them.
Trashy? I never heard you use that word. Interesting. You learn something new every day. All right.
I guess so.
All right, so let's move on to the next question. The next question is, how does the Game Boy compare to Nintendo's other handhelds? I think it holds up pretty well. I mean, but of course, you can't deny that obviously the newer systems are better. All right, they're more complex. But I think one thing that their Game Boy has better than the other handheld games and their game libraries and stuff is that the Game Boy, well, it was a lot more simple. So if you wanted simple games, like, it was just that. It was really simple. Like, pretty much anyone could play. Like, you know, you had some of your hard games, like Super Mario Land 2, Six Golden Coins, which is one of my favorite Game Boy games, but, you know, it was kind of hard. So the games were like that. Game Boy games were definitely like that because it was just... you had some hard ones, but a lot of them, even if they were kind of hard, they had really simple concepts that anyone could get. Just get a high score, go get to the end. You know, it was really simple. But the now games are really, really complex, and that's a good thing. But I'm just saying, like, Game Boy has that one thing that those new game systems and game libraries don't have. It's simply that they're more simple. Alright, but that's a double negative, because it could be good, it could be bad, it could be whatever you want it to be. Alright, but obviously, I think this question is kind of unfair, because, you know, you can say, like, oh, well, you know, but the Game Boy had this, that, but still, you can't say that it's better. I mean, come on now, let's be real, alright? Nostalgia aside, you can't say something like that is better than this brand new thing, because they're just new, they're made to be better. Alright, but at the same time, you can't disown the old Game Boy games just because of that, alright? You don't disown it, you don't compare them. I think that's the biggest thing, you don't compare them. But this is a comparing question, so. Dark Boo, what are your thoughts on this confusing matter?
Well, like you said, they don't have hard games, and, that's really good compared to, NES and SNES, where it had some ridiculous games that... it was just, I forgot the name of the one game. It's a game where if anything hits you, you die, start it over. That was the game for the NES. NES has some hard games, but, all thing I can say is, that was one game system I know that did not cost so much at launch. The others, please, you think I'm gonna buy that? Also, they have. Yeah, I don't know who it is. Also, the battery life, ridiculously good compared to these systems now. The battery life is like, how can I word this without being rude? Irrelevant.
Well,
ooh.
Okay, I don't think that's fair because these use, they have the AA battery, so it's like you get something but you lose something, so I don't know.
Well, longer battery life, and that's all I care for. The new systems now, they die in like
6 hours. Oh, hell no. Let me get into this. 3DS, die in 6 hours. Game Boy Color, whatever. That lasted like at least 15 hours. I can't confirm. Let me look this up. Boo, you continue, but I'm going to look this up.
But that's what I'm saying. The battery life, and most of the games, they were not critically, the way the games we have now, how they critically based. Like, they had fun games. Just games that were just not meant to be, like, overdoing the top most. They were just simple and just games to play on the run, and on the go and such. And they were not critically, like, the games. Oh, God, I said that before. Like, the games now, how they critically reviewed. They had this, that, graphics, this, that, this, that, this, that. The games back before, we didn't essentially care about graphics and sound and all that stuff and storyline. They were just games to play on the go. Now I see that with these systems, the power, 30 hours, plus 30 hours.
Yeah, with two AA batteries, for a Game Boy Color at least, you could have it on for 30 hours.
And that's the thing with these systems. My thing is that they probably, with the newer system, they probably can hold a better battery life. But the games are so power demanding. And now it's to the point that they're trying to balance gameplay, game speed, battery life. They're trying to do so much for these little handhelds. And back then, before handhelds, they were just made for simple things like with telephones. We have phones on the. We have. Portable phones were just made for calling. Now we got the search internet, Skype, pictures, this, that. They drain the battery.
Exactly.
And that's what going with these game systems. And they making games that were not meant to be on handhelds. I'm sorry, there are some games that are not meant to be for handhelds. Because the purpose of handhelds were to play games on the go. These games have massive storylines, which I'm not mad at. Because that make the game good. True tea. But my thing is that you could tell this game was never meant to be on the go. It was meant for if you're really sitting there to take your time in class playing the game. So my thing is they drifted away from the purpose of a handheld to trying to compete with each other. First, it was made for fun and entertainment purposes, and now I see that it's made to compete with each other. And that's how I ended there.
Well, you guys stole all my answers, but yeah, it's just there's, as we keep going, it gets more demanding, and so things like battery life get worse, and I guess personally, how do they compare? I personally like my 3DS the best out of every handheld, because I just love the games that are on there. I think they have some of the I think the 3DS has the better library so far of all the games, or all the handhelds, so, yep.
Alright, so,
I don't know.
Alright, so since we're already in the discussion of battery life, here is a more in-depth view of battery life. Alright, here's another question. Here we go. Back in the days of Game Boy Color, it took 2 batteries, 4 batteries for the older Game Boy to work. Were batteries ever a nuisance? You have any stories? Oh my god, okay. So let's get into this, okay? So you kids don't understand. Let me tell you something, alright? You kids, you guys watching this, I love you kids. You are the future. I believe all children are the future, yes. Alright, you guys are the future, alright? But you don't understand, alright? Back then, we had to get damn batteries to play our systems on the go. While you guys have your little chargers and stuff, yeah, you get your little 3DS. Oh, here's a... You have your... If you're like a little 6-year-old kid, you have your mom plug it into the plug socket or whatever. But we, back then, we had to get batteries. Alright, if we didn't have... my mom sometimes would make me have to earn money to get batteries. Alright, that's how it was back then. Alright, we needed batteries to play our systems. Alright, yeah, they lasted a long time. True tea on that. But still, like, you needed batteries to play. If the battery died, you couldn't play anymore. So you need to go to the store, get new AA batteries. And, you know, that's how it was. But, for me, what's something that I can say? I think I said something to Boo last night, but I'm kind of forgetting it. With batteries, my parents would always, like, buy... Oh, I remember. They would buy, like, this big pack of batteries. You know, like, they have packs, like, nowadays that are, like, 30 or 40 in them, right? Like, they would just be, like, a giant pack of batteries. My parents would buy things like that so that I could just take the batteries. So, you know, I wouldn't be like, oh, can we go to the store and get new batteries for the Game Boy? No, it would just be, like, just that with a bunch of batteries. Just take two. Bam. That's it. But, yeah, back then... Man, you guys, you're lucky. I don't know if you guys would last having to go to the store, get batteries. Because batteries nowadays are expensive. Like, imagine, you know those companies like Energizer Bunny and stuff. You know, they were making money.
$9.99.
They were making money.
Today.
What?
I said today, Todd, they're $9.99 for a pack.
Exactly, like a pack of eight or so. All right, it was like, you needed, like, money to buy these batteries. I don't know. Those companies back then were making so much money off of things like Game Boy or those other things. Like, what are those older consoles called? No one cared about. Oop, shade. But the, what was it called? Lynx? Jaguar? Like, things like that? Like, no one cared about that. Because they had, like, massive, like, they cost a lot. And, like, they needed, like, these big, like, D batteries or C batteries? I forgot. Like, they're, like, giant batteries. I forgot what those are called. But, man... They were making lots of money back then. You know they were. But that's just what I have to say about batteries. But, Boo, do you have any stories about batteries? And were batteries ever a nuisance to you?
I used to steal batteries.
Oh, Boo. Did you steal batteries from your mom?
No, 99 cents store.
Steal batteries from the store? Don't say that out loud.
That was back in, like, well, 99 cents store tore down, so they don't care.
Oh, Boo, that is like, someone can report you.
Go ahead, report me to the Superior Court. I will report you to God. Don't try me.
Wait, did you say they're gone? The 99 cent store?
Oh, yeah, they demolished it.
Because you ran them out of business.
No, it's the whole store. It's seven stores. Seven stores got knocked down.
Did
seven
you steal stores. From all of them?
Oh, my no, God. I steal from all the stores. I didn't steal for all the store. Before, I ordered some Chinese food, and he forgot I didn't pay for it, so I got free Chinese food.
I did not... Well, oh, my God.
He really forgot. He just gave me the food.
How
like,
stupid
bye.
Can someone be?
That's
oh, my...
God.
Boo, I thought
money.
You said, like... I did this, too. All right, don't judge me, guys. But, like, I would take batteries from the remotes that no one would use. Like, the DVD... You know
oh,
how
yes.
We had, like, VHS players? Yeah, we don't have VHSs anymore, either. But we had VHS players. Like, we would just take batteries from the VHS remotes. And then
yes.
Like my dad would be like ready to use it to put in a tape and be like, wait, why isn't this working? And I have like an innocent face like, oh, I don't know.
It's sitting in the corner, innocent face.
It's in the Game Boy and playing it.
I used to do that with the remotes. Everything. I used to take batteries from everywhere. Every time I found batteries, take them.
Oh, you like found batteries like under the couch or like on the
yes.
Shelf. You just take them. Like, yeah, hey, batteries.
Used to kill me when the battery when that light used to go red, but when then it dies out, I'm like, no,
oh,
especially when you didn't save.
Oh my God, when it goes red, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, especially when you didn't save, it just dies, it just dims out.
What sucks is that you can't just like, oh, I need new batteries, and then pop it open, take them out, and replace it. You, like, that's it. You don't have an option. You can't just plug it in and keep going.
Yeah.
So,
but man, Boo, you really stole batteries?
Yeah.
Like, what did you do? Tell me, like, how you did this. I want to know, like, did you just, like, take them and then run? Or did you, like, put them, like, in your pocket?
Oh, no. Conveniently put them in my pocket and then pay for them. And then I put three in my pocket, but then pay one. Pay
Kids,
for one.
Kids, please don't do this. All right, don't
oh
listen to Boo.
God.
Don't
no,
do that.
No, don't do it. It was bad. I was a cheeky little bastard.
Alright, but yeah, also, Boo is really cheeky, and he knows what to do, alright? You guys, you little kids, you're gonna get caught, alright? I guarantee you're gonna do something so obvious, put something in your pocket so obviously. I bet Boo did it so secretly, he was a pro.
Oh, yeah, I paid for one and got four more free.
Oh my God.
Yeah, don't do that. Well, y'all don't have to worry about damn batteries, y'all got chargers.
Yeah,
don't
exactly, you guys have chargers now.
And plus, we got state-of-the-art security now. Don't do it now. Back then, when I was in, we had no, there was no such thing as security camera in the store because they wouldn't think somebody tried to steal. Even at Walgreens, their metal detectors didn't work. They scanner things that never work. So don't do it.
SC, did you steal batteries?
No, I mean.
Yes, you did.
Not
yes, you
from
did.
Oh, like, who'd you steal batteries from?
Well, like, same thing. It's like, oh, I need batteries. Look for the house, scavenger hunt for batteries. Doesn't matter where.
That's not really stealing. Unless you, like, took it from your brother and sister.
Well, wherever it was, if it was being used by someone else, it's like, oh. Or you would take it from another Game Boy, because we had, like, two.
Oh, SC, that is messed up. That is not nice. I would have cried if someone did that to my Game Boy. Tuck my batteries.
Yeah.
As yep. We used to snatch them batteries up and be like, I didn't do it.
Little gangster here, aren't we?
I don't even remember. It was a long time ago.
Alright, so let's get to our final question. Alright, so listen up, kiddies. Alright, listen up. The success of the Game Boy is known to many, but not to some. What words will you add to tell the viewers about the legacy of the Game Boy? Alright, so what can I say about the Game Boy? Let me just say that you guys need to respect the classics. Alright, you don't need to like them, but you need to respect them. Alright, you just gotta respect them, alright? That's how it is, alright? You know, so many people I notice are always like, oh, this is not enough. Oh, this sucked. Like, this sucked back then. And then some people are like, oh, you know, this is so cool. Like, oh, I have nostalgia with this game, so that's why I love it. You know, but all that aside, you know, games, they can be fun, they can be boring, whatever the case is. Everyone's taste is going to be different. But, you know, you can't really just completely trash these games and be like, oh, well, we have the 3DS, we have the DS, we have the Game Boy Advance, you know, we have all that stuff. It's better than this. You got to respect the classics. You got to respect the time period, too. Because we didn't have all these fancy graphics back then. We didn't know how to do all that stuff. So now that we know how to do this stuff, you know, it's cool that we have things like the 3DS, you know, great graphics, you know, great, some games have great stories. Some games don't have great stories. But, you know, like, it's just, it's really cool how technology has advanced so much. But, you know, still, at the same time, at the end of the day, you can't just be like, oh, well, these games suck, you know, they're nothing, they're not the best, you know, like I said earlier, I think I said this once during a question, you can't compare them. Alright, you can say, like, oh, well, let me see, like, how the controls are or whatever the case might be, but you can't compare it completely, because it's not fair. That's like comparing a laptop to a typewriter, or, give me some more examples. That's like comparing, like old technology to new technology.
Compare IBM to Microsoft.
Yeah, comparing. Alright, you just really can't do it, alright? So let me just tell you, new kids of the future, because like I said, you guys are the future. Alright, but you can't compare. You really can't compare these, like, new games to old games. It's not fair. It really is not fair. You can't compare, like, oh, Super Mario Galaxy to Super Mario Brothers. It's not fair. And you can't compare. It's not fair to either parties to say, like, oh, well, this is a legend. Oh, but this has better graphics and stuff. It's not fair. Don't compare them. Alright, respect each game for their worth. Yeah, exactly, SC, thank you. Alright, each game has their own worth, each game has their own special stuff, bad stuff, annoying stuff, stuff that'll make you happy, stuff that'll make you sad, stuff that'll make you just whatever. Alright, each game has their own special thing. Alright, so to compare things that are completely different, it's not fair, especially to compare something that's new to something that's old. So what I'm going to say is please respect the old games. And happy birthday, Game Boy! You are now officially a young adult, I think. 25. Yeah? No, that's not a young adult. That's an adult. You are an adult now, Game Boy, so congratulations. Let's all clap for the Game Boy. Wait, because I'm just not going to clap with me? Does it make me clap by myself?
There we go. Okay.
There you go. Thank you. My God. Oh, my God. Boo, please tell me what do you want everyone to know about the Game Boy?
No Game Boy. I don't even think Sony would have came out with a portable game system. No shade intended. Because Game Boy, if Nintendo didn't make a Game Boy Color, I don't even think they would take steps into portable gaming. So, basically, you better appreciate what you have, and you better appreciate your history. If you don't appreciate your history, you ain't gonna have what you have now. That's all.
Yeah, and like Boo, and like Boo said earlier, like you gotta know about the history too, like to know where, like, you know, like people say, like, oh, you gotta know where you came from, like you gotta know like what you're playing and like how it originally began. Like you gotta know that history, especially if you think you're a gamer or a game journalist or whatever the case might be. You gotta know this stuff. You can't be biased. Oh, I'm sorry.
Cause there's a reason why Sony came out with the PSP. That's one fine reason. I think everybody know that. Cause it's the same reason they came out with the PlayStation 1.
Yeah. So Super Zambezi. Super Zambezi.
I'm here. What can I tell people about the Game Boy? Yeah, there are a lot of gems, and a lot of good games. And I mean, even if you're not into retro, or it's really hard for you to make that step back, if you just kind of let go of that for a little bit, you might. I would say you will find something you will enjoy, because there's a lot of different games, a lot of different kinds of games, and you'll find something you like, even if you can't go back to the retro. That's really hard for you. One thing I did want to say is that playing these Game Boy games is going to be best on the Virtual Console, because if you grab an actual Game Boy, I can't stand not having any backlight, because it sucks so bad. You cannot see anything.
Oh man, you didn't have the Game Boy light?
No, it was I mean, at least from what I remember. Okay, I just actually picked up a Game Boy Color not too long ago, and there is no light screen or anything, so it's just so hard to see, and I can't imagine having to actually play like this.
Well, they did have like an attachment where like you put it into the Game Boy, like it would have like a light screen on it, that they used to have that so that you'd be able to see. But I was talking about this to Boo last night, actually, right, Boo, Bunny, Honey? We were talking about this, that like when you would, like, let's say, like, oh, for me, like when I was younger, when I went to camp or whatever. When I went to camp or whatever, like, it would just be, like, you bring the Game Boy, and, like, you need to have that right amount of light. Because if it was too bright, you couldn't see a damn thing, but if it was too dark, you couldn't see a damn thing either. So it's like, you need to have that right light mix. Just saying. So before we end this discussion off, is there anything anyone else wants to say about the Game Boy to tell the young children of the future of gaming or whatever?
There's a reason why people, like I said before, there's a reason why people came out with certain systems. Sony, if Nintendo didn't take the route for portable gaming, there will not be no PSP or Vita. There will not. Because it's the same reason why Sony came out with the PlayStation 1. Because of some handling issues with Nintendo.
Yeah, and also remember this, guys. Game Boy and Nintendo's handhelds are the only ones that lasted their whole lifespan, alright? We had things like freaking Sega trying to get into the handheld market. Guess what? They crashed, they failed, they couldn't compete. Alright, everyone was laughing at the Game Boy with their graphics and stuff, but you know what? Who came out on top? The Game Boy. Alright, so you respect that, guys. You respect it, respect it, respect it, respect it. And happy birthday to the Game Boy. Alright, so the podcast is not over yet, guys. We're going to get into some news and community that is going on with the gaming world and what's going on with Mario Party Legacy. So I'm going to hand it off to Super Zambezi to do the news, because he will do it.
Yeah. I will, because I have a choice.
You do not have a choice. You're forced to do it.
So, Mario Kart Arcade GP DX. I don't know how this works, but that arcade system somehow gets updates, and the latest update is Metal Mario is now a character, and Dry Bowser is a new alternate costume. That's only in Japan, though, because I know we have some arcade systems for the game here in the US. I actually played one, like, 2 weeks ago, and they don't have these new updates, so I don't know if that's news for us. I don't know if that's going to come here at some point, but that is happening, so yay! No comments. Okay, I'm not surprised. NES Remix, physical pack, both games, 1 and 2, coming to North America sometime this year. Is there anyone here who did not buy that because they wanted a physical copy?
I didn't buy it just because I didn't care.
Okay. Dark Boo?
I'm not buying. I don't care.
Oh, there we go. All right.
I'm sorry if I sound so nonchalant, but I really don't care.
I thought that'd be something you'd be into, though, with the retro, because I know you like retro games.
But I really don't care. I might buy it, Mike, emphasis on might, but I don't care.
Alright, well then, moving on to the next question, or next point of news.
The next question! You're getting tongue-tied.
Captain Toad is delayed in Europe. That's supposed to be a holiday game for everybody, but for some reason it's delayed in Europe. So everywhere else it's still on track for holiday, but Europe, January 2015. Same thing happened with Island Tour for, I don't know why they do this, but it was delayed until January. So, interesting. This upcoming Monday, Hyrule Warriors is getting a Nintendo Direct.
No! I'm sorry, I don't like that game.
Okay,
and I haven't played it. Yes, I haven't played it, but I don't like the genre of the game.
I have played it, and I like it because it's a great game where you can just... You don't have to think about anything, you just get to... Just defeat enemies left and right. You just turn your brain off, and you just go. And that's okay. There are games where you want your brain on, and you want to be involved and focused. And there are some games where you just want to do, like, hack and slash, and just mindless beat-em-ups and whatnot, so... That's the way I see this game, and I'm pretty excited.
Well, yeah, Boo. I mean, don't you think the game is corny?
Yes, and I'm sorry, I don't know. No. Like, I don't think it's, like, Soul Calibur, like, somewhere in that era. Because I do like that game a little bit, but you can't pay me to buy that game. You really can't.
He's gonna buy the game. $20, Boo buys the game.
Yep, me same here. $20.
No.
I will say that when I first saw this news, I was kind of disappointed because the first thing that went in my head was, "Aw, no Smash Direct." Which, even though we have so much info on that game, I was still kind of hoping for it. Here we go. Community night. We have a community night today, I think. Mario Kart 8. We have it every weekend, Saturday. So you guys should join us. There's more info at MarioKartLegacy.com. But last week we did play Mario Kart 7, and we had a really good time. Anyone want to say anything about our community night last week?
I didn't join it because they were playing Mario Kart 7. Then when I got on to play Mario Kart 8, there was nobody there except one person. I heard Ezzy was being really insulting.
Okay, let's get into that. Mario Kart 7, I was playing with Staryu and some other people, and it was the very last race, Toad Circuit, and... I thought it was a good time for some payback, because the courses like Toad Circuit and like the really easy ones, they're really good for screwing people over. So I thought it would be a great time to get back at Staryu for what he has done the last 2 months. And I did. I got him with the star, then I got him with a bomb, then I got him with... Oh, I don't even remember. I think he tried to get me with a fire flower, failed. Then I got him with a red shell, got him with a blue shell, and then I still pushed him into a banana at the very end. So, I got him back, it was amazing, and he doesn't want to talk about it. So that's why you're hearing silence. Anyone else
want to say? The shade!
I feel like I'm missing an item that I got him with.
I feel like you're shading the shade.
I'm just saying how it was.
You went out your way.
Can I just say one thing before you move on?
Go ahead.
The only reason that Fireflower didn't get SC is because he purposely went into the deep grass. He went deep into the grass. That's the only reason it didn't work. It's not because I missed. It's because he purposely went into the deep grass. And that's all I'm going to say.
Which is fine. Because that's what you do when a Fireflower is coming for you. You move out of the way. I feel like I'm missing an item, but whatever. Yep, so that was our community night. And I'm going to give back to Staryu, who will continue the podcast.
Yeah, I will. All right. Okay, now let's get into what have you been doing. So, pretty much, we're going to start off with Dark Boo, because I need at least a couple minutes before I can get started. So, Dark Boo, do you mind telling us what you've been doing this week?
Bitch, work! Oh my god, I had to let that out. I'm sorry, the kids. I am sorry. You have not been in work. You only thing you did is sell your behind. Your mom and daddy gave you some money. That's all you've been doing. Your mom and daddy been sending you all that money. That's all you've been doing. You haven't been getting up and doing hard for his labor. You haven't been working with your goddamn chain, chingling, getting paid over here. You haven't been getting paid over here. Only time you've been getting paid with your mom and daddy. My goodness. Work is so boring. It is very, 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 very boring. I sit there, it's a phone, hang it up. Transfer to some twits that don't even want to do their job. They hang up. Then one of them had a nerve. If someone calls me, say, I'm not here, although she is here, I can put my foot so far in her rectum, I can make her spend some bleed. Don't try me. I'm not the person. Yesterday, I dealt with things that I think children supposed to do. But adults were doing it. If you don't push in your chair, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to scream. I'm going to cuss you out. I'm going to read you to conception. Yes, I will do so. Trust and believe. Because trust and believe, if your mama did... Ooh, let's not say that. Trust and believe, I'll read you down. I type... So, they make my heart ache. They make my eyes bleed. They make everything bleed. Because they are aggravating. I haven't been playing games. I've been working on a game. This Mario Party game. I got 5 mini games done. Wait a second. Let me count. 0, 1, 2, 6, 7. Yes, I got 5 mini games done. I got Extreme Dodgeball done. That mini game get on my nerves. It really do get on my nerves. It's not an easy mini game. It's not easy. Then all the balls start ricocheting off each other, and then it hits me, and I always lose coins. At the end of the game, I lose coins, and I get mad as hell. I ain't got time for that. I got Golden Showers to work. I have so many mini games, and I still have more to make. I have only five more mini games to recreate. And then, Then I have 3 more mini games for 4 players, and then after I can do the 1v3 and all that stuff, which will be cumbersome, but I can do it. That's all I've been doing besides cussing people out.
Alright, SC, you go.
I just want to say that I'm more excited for Dark Boo's Mario Party game than Mario Party 10. So,
yes!
Yeah, that's so much better. I finally beat Metroid Fusion. I actually did that last night. And it was great. Woo! Yeah, I don't know. So, Metroid Other M, is that more about Adam and stuff like that? Because that's what I remember from the trailers. And should I play Other M? Not because I know people don't like it because of the gameplay, but for the actual... Well, actually, people also don't like it for the story. Okay, whatever. I beat Metroid Fusion, and it was a good game. Nightmare was the hardest boss. The final boss was not hard, surprisingly.
I hate games like that.
What?
Oh, I said I hate games. I don't hate games like that, but it's kind of lackluster when a boss when you get into the end of the game and you notice a boss you had to defeat is actually way harder than the actual final boss, it gets me mad.
Yeah, and I mean, the very, very last boss of this game, I guess spoilers for people who haven't played, it's under a time limit, so you have to do it quickly, so they have to make it short. So that was really easy. But even the one right before it, I guess the first part of the boss, the boss deals a lot of damage, but it's, you can avoid it pretty easily, and you should be okay. But man, Nightmare is hard. That was a hard one. Yeah. I don't know where I'd rank this among Metroid games. I like Super Metroid a lot and Metroid Prime. I think those two are better, but this one, I think, comes in a third. Staryu, where would you put it?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Where would you put Metroid Fusion? Like, in your favorite
Metroid games? Oh, it's the best one. It's the best one.
The best one?
The best one. It's better than Super Metroid, better than... Because to me, though, it's Metroid Prime games. They're not exactly my favorites. I don't really like those games. Like, they're not, like, bad games. It's just they're not really... They don't really interest me. Or I'm not really good at them. Even though I have played them before, they just... I didn't really feel like playing them again. They're just like, eh. You know, I don't think Metroid works that well in 3D. I think Metroid is better with 2D and the way Metroid Fusion works. And that's my favorite game, so...
Yeah, I played Metroid Prime first, so that's kind of my first experience with the Metroid series, and I think those two are kind of they're just different games. Like, those are the 3D ones, the 2D ones, they are different. Don't try to... I mean, you can compare them, but they're very different, and I love that both of them, they are really good at creating an atmosphere of isolation and, like, aloneness, if that's a word. Just, they do a really good job at atmosphere, and I think that's what I like best about the Metroid series, and Metroid Fusion did that very well as well. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't really haven't been doing anything significant this week.
Alright, so I guess I should get into what I've been doing this week. Alright, hold on 1 second. Alright. Okay, so there has been a lot going on. There's something... I wanted to mention something to Boo before I get into what I've been doing. Alright, okay, Boo, are you there?
Yes.
All right, I want you to listen to this. I want to get your opinion, because Soul and SC were saying, like, oh, you're exaggerating. But I don't think I was, okay? Okay, so listen up. All right, okay, so you know how I was at Popeye's last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was at Popeye's, all right. My mom, my mom went to Popeye's, all right. And we ordered a bunch of stuff. I ordered some stuff, and then she got some stuff for her and people in my family. I just got stuff for me because, you know, hey, I'm 17 years old. I don't have a job, so before you guys get crazy, I can't pay for things, but I don't have a job, so don't get crazy. But... basically, what happened was, my mom ordered some stuff, right? All right, so she got the stuff, right, bam. She checked the stuff, because you always check your stuff, because sometimes they'd be making mistakes. All right, and this girl made a mistake. All right, instead of giving my mom a breast, a thigh, and I think a drumstick. Yeah. I keep getting this wrong. My mom told me, like, last time when she heard me on the podcast, she was like, no, you got it wrong. Instead of giving her, like, a drumstick, she gave her a wing. I think. It was either, instead of giving a drumstick or instead of a breast, it was a wing. She's like, no, I'm supposed to come with a breast, a thigh, and a drumstick, right? Then why am I getting a wing? They're like, oh, sorry, okay, we fixed it. And she made a mistake again! She made a mistake twice, the girl who's doing it made a mistake twice in a row. Then the manager came out, and she's like, what's going on? My mom was like, she made a mistake again, I wanted a drumstick, and she's giving me, like, this utter stuff. It's like the girl didn't speak English or something. I don't know. But, like SC and Soul are saying, oh, that's not a big deal. You shouldn't be getting free mad.
Yes, that is a big deal.
It is a big deal, right? And not just once. Twice. Going up there, being embarrassed.
The first time I give you that. The second time, you are a bimbo, huh? I'm sorry, because I went to Popeye's. Don't you know they ran out of legs? So they just gave me thighs. I had 6 thighs because they ran out of legs. So I'm like, you serious?
And, like, I couldn't believe what they were saying because I don't think it's freaking out because to say, like, you know, come on, you made a mistake again. Mistake once, you don't get mad at that. I bet twice, that's pushing it. All right, if you made it 3 times, you wouldn't have been cursed out. But still, twice, come on. You shouldn't be making that mistake twice. And I'm glad you agree, Boo, because I was getting mad as hell when everyone's like, oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, calm down. It's not a big deal.
I think it's a deal, but not a big deal. It's like, well, okay, you should be doing your job right. My mom didn't, like,
yell at her. She just said, come on, you made a mistake again. You,
right, and I think that's fine, but then, like, dwelling on it, I think it's, like, that's really
I'm telling you guys on the podcast.
He was reciting, not dwelling.
Exactly, in your face of Mace, I see.
Well, this is, it happened, like, 2 weeks ago.
This happened 1 week ago, all right, not 2 weeks ago.
Well.
All right, so, continuing on. Let me see what we have here. I wrote like a bunch of topics to talk about. Okay, Tomodachi Life. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. If I didn't mention this, Boo has recently been married.
Uh-oh.
All right, Boo, you married Jessica from Blooming Flora.
Oh God.
Why do you keep saying oh God?
I married Ghetto.
Wait. So who's in your town? Well, how many people do you have?
Hold on, let me see. Okay, basically, I have... I think I said this last week. I have me. I have all the Lost Levels. I have Soul. I have you. I have Toadette. I have Boo. Then I have some people from MPL. I have HJ. I have Swangler, aka Spirit. I have Yoshiman. Then I have all... The rest of the characters are either my friends in real life or characters from Blooming Flora. If you don't know what Blooming Flora is, it's... Go on the Lost Levels MPL YouTube account and search it up. There's gonna be cursing, though, so watch out. But basically, it was an Animal Crossing story, right? So, I basically remade the characters into the game. So, we have, you know, we have Flora. We have, Mabel. We have Pango. We have Jessica. You know, we have her sister and stuff. Like, it's just a bunch of stuff that's in my game, so... Boo recently married Jessica, and Boo wants to have kids. So I
what the what?
Boo's me literally said, I think we should have kids. And like, oh. It was just an option to say yes or say no. And I said yes. And Boo's gonna have a kid with Jessica.
Oh,
so Boo, I hope you're excited to be a father.
Ratchet! Ghetto! It sounds like a stereotypical black family. Oh my goodness. Would I have kids already? At least they married.
Yeah, they're married.
I can't.
All right. So that's what's going on in my Tomodachi life. Not much has been happening. I think I'm gonna age myself so I can get with someone because what's funny is Soul and Toadette are together. They're in a relationship. Not married yet, but they're good. In a relationship.
That's good because the years are close.
So they're both very kids good. In a relationship. I don't know if you can get married when they're kids, but. It's so funny to see because so.
What Toadette gonna do with Soul though?
Oh my God, Boo! That's dirty.
Okay, moving on.
Move that on. Come on now.
Soul is ratchet, and Toadette. If she is so blunt, you got ratchet and blunt. You mix that okay. together.
They're gonna. Well, they're not gonna listen to this. Alright, okay.
Wait, what am I doing?
Oh, well, you keep... Before Boo got married to Jessica, you kept trying to break the relationship. Oh. You wanted to be with Jessica.
See, you real
I don't know why. I see you couldn't handle her. She's way too ghetto for you. Way too ghetto. Alright,
so... I'm just lonely now, I guess.
Yeah, you're just... Your me keeps getting that rain cloud thing, where you're, like, sad. But, moving on. Okay, let me say this quickly. I recently, this was a long time ago, but I just got some of the stuff recently. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on the air, but, you know, hey, it's posted publicly, so, you know, whatever. I recently won the Nintendo Minute Sweepstakes. Basically, back in, like, June something, Nintendo Minute, you know, Kit and Krista, my favorite people. I love them so much. Okay, that was kind of weird, all right?
I like them a lot. They actually do they're a really,
really
show.
Basically, they're really awesome people. I would love to meet them in real life. They are so cool. I want to meet them so badly. They're so awesome. But basically, you know, they had a Nintendo Minute, and it was about Marker 8, and, you know, it was about, like, you know, if you say on Twitter, you know, your favorite track and who you use or something like that, then you'll be entered in to win. The games to win some prizes. So the prizes were 5 flags, 5 marker 8 flags, a blue shell, literally a blue shell, big blue shell figure, And then the best part, the memento, the everything in the world, a little figurine of your me in a cart or a bike, your choice. I chose a cart, and when I got the thing, I was so giddy. I had such a big smile on my face. It was so cool to just get that little memento. It's so awesome because, you know, if I take care of that thing, it's going to last so long. And I can say, like, hey, I have something that I got from Nintendo. Like, you know, it was like a, you know, it was from Sandbox R. They made it. All right, the people from Sandbox R, shout out to them. They made it. They made also a bunch of Miis for other people. Like, not a bunch, like four. It was my Mii and four other people's Miis. And, you know, it was just really cool to just see it. I went on their website and I saw it. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so cool. So I'm really happy that I won that. I might take a picture if you guys are interested. All right, a picture of the Mii. But basically, it's just a picture of my Mii, you know, Spider. A picture of my Mii with the glasses and everything on top of the head. And, you know, just, yeah, that's it. And it was really cool. And I just wanted to say thank you to Nintendo because what was the coolest part is I got an actual letter signed by Kit and Krista from Nintendo Minute. Like, they signed it, they wrote it, they said, hey, Michael, hope you enjoy the things. Thank you for being a fan of Nintendo and supporting Nintendo Minute. And when I saw it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna cry right here, right now, because it was so sweet and so awesome. And I'm just really thankful that I won this sweepstake. So, you know, shout out to Nintendo Minute. You know, they're awesome, they're great, I love them. And, what else did I mention? Okay, I think, oh, let me mention this really quickly, guys. I got a new phone! I recently got, what's it called? A 5C? iPhone 5C? I think that's what it's called. It's blue, and it's pretty freaking awesome. It comes with, texting and stuff, and guess who I got it from? I got it from my lovely, beautiful, gorgeous sister. Thank you so much, Sister Gina. Just shouting out to her right here, even though you guys don't know who she is. But, yeah, it was really awesome to get this phone, and now, you know, hey. I can do so much stuff. Like, I can text Boo. I can text Toadette.
Yes.
So that's going to be so awesome. And, yeah, that's pretty much all that's been going on with me. All right, so I think it's time that we started closing off the podcast. Because this podcast has been a pretty big podcast. All right. Okay, so you can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. You can check out Marpai Legacy at MarpaiLegacy.com and The Lost Levels Podcast at TheLostLevels.MarpaiLegacy.com. Before we get into everyone's personal information, we are having a giveaway. I forgot to mention this at the beginning, darn it, but we are having a giveaway. All right, so if you want to potentially win a copy of Super Smash Bros. For the 3DS, what you have to do is subscribe, rate, and review us, The Lost Levels, on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and review. Review especially, please. You gotta put a review. All right, this is to help us get more noticed and get more out there so people can see our podcast and stuff. So, you know, you subscribe, rate, and review. You'll be entered to win the Super Smash Bros. 3DS for the 3DS, you know? So, you know, the contest ends on October 3rd at 12 a.m. Eastern Time. So make sure you have all your reviews and stuff written in by then. And, you know, good luck to whoever wins. You know, tell your friends. Hey, yes. Tell your friends. And to rate, subscribe, rate, and review and stuff. Enter them in. Who knows? Right? I mean, I won the sweepstakes, guys. I never thought I would ever win a sweepstakes. So, you know, you never know. You never know. Gotta try with these things. All right, so now let's get into my information. I am SpiderStarYou everywhere I go. Twitter at SpiderStarYou, YouTube, Facebook, Tumblr, Nintendo Network, Google Plus, add me to your circles. It's all SpiderStarYou. For YouTube, I make juicy, juicy, juicy videos. All right, I got tons of playthroughs going on right now. I got Super Smash Bros., Mario Kart 64, Paper Mario, Pokemon Stadium 2. You know, we got tons of good stuff, you know, classic stuff. That's nostalgic stuff too. So for people who are interested in Nintendo 64 and things like that, go to my channel, subscribe and stuff, and watch those cool videos. I'm sure you'll enjoy them. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll enjoy them. All right, so now let's get into other people's information. Starting with you, Dark Boo, where can people find you?
YouTube, 516-974-3494, or just search Dark Boo. Have I posted a video up there? I don't know. Have I? Yeah, I don't know. Nintendo Network, Dark Boo 007. Two people added me on this Wii U friendless thing. I don't know who they are. Only thing I know, I got an invite for a tournament that when I look at the time, I'm like, don't you know that tournament passed? So, I don't know. You can just find me on there. Yeah, because I don't know about anything else.
Oh yeah, guys, what? if you add us like me or Dark Boo or SC or whoever else, if you add us, please like tell us who you are. Like say like, oh, I watched the podcast, I watched Lost Levels. Like, because yeah. I don't. When you guys just randomly add me and don't put a comment, I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're a fan or whatever. So please, if you're a fan and you want to add me on Nintendo Network or add Boo or SC, make sure you say like, you know, I watched the Lost Levels podcast. Just something simple like that, so that we know who you are. And we know we can trust you, or and just, you know, be like, know who you are, period. Because I don't like getting random invites and not knowing who people are. So, just note that.
Also, when you follow Dark Boo, make sure to keep checking back for his posts, because they get deleted quick. So, you only have a short amount of
time. Was that shade?
That was true. Massive shade.
Goodness. I just had to say it, because they're always being deleted.
That's because I got my post been, oh my god, I don't even want to go. It gets me so mad that these little kids can go on here and act like they have no type of sense. But then when somebody posts a little something, I even cuss, don't you know my post got warned because I said somebody had no life? I did not cuss. I just said, you have no life. He drew a penis. So I like, you have no life. Comment was deleted. Punks.
Well, is it, if the first comment gets deleted, do all the comments below it get deleted? Or the first post and then all comments along with it?
I don't know. That haven't happened that far.
Guys, any information. What, SE, where can people find you?
Everywhere, basically. Super Zamzy, Twitter, Nintendo Network, YouTube, what have you.
Yep. Alright, that's it for our podcast. You know, thank you guys so much for watching. And hey, if you like the Game Boy, you know, celebrate the Game Boy anniversary with us by commenting below. Tell us, whether it be on YouTube or on MPL, tell us what you think about the Game Boy. Answer some of the questions that we had. Like, you know, when did you first play the Game Boy? And, you know, what did you think about the graphics? Do you think the Game Boy gets enough praise? You know, things like that. What would you like to see released on the virtual console? What Game Boy games? Answer questions like that below in the comments. And, you know, me and Boo and SC and Tore and Sol, hey, all of us, you know, we'd love to see your guys' comments and what you have to say. So please, comment below. Tell us what you think. And that is it for our juicy podcast. I am Spider Staryu. Thank you guys so much for watching. And that's all there is. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.